You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Houston 911 gets a call from a terrified woman reporting her husband's threatening to shoot her. As cops respond, the operator hears a gunshot. A SWAT team asks husband James Anderson to come outside. He refuses, but sends the couple's toddler son out. Hours later, he finally exits. His wife found dead inside.
Nancy, the call went out on a Sunday afternoon, and the SWAT team was at the home late into the evening. When the couple's toddler was released, the child was sent to the hospital, but was not believed to be injured. After hours of negotiating, Anderson finally led officers into the home, where they discovered his 34-year-old wife dead of a single gunshot wound. Anderson was booked into the Harris County Jail on a $300,000 bond.
James Anderson, 37, now charged with murder. Indiana middle school teacher Sarah Duncan poses with students in a photo booth at a school family fun night. Duncan takes her hair down for the photo, dropping a hair scrunchie with a zippered pocket. Students pick it up, unzip it to reveal white powder. School cops test it. It comes back positive for meth. Duncan agrees to take a urine drug test, but a baggie full of someone else's urine falls out of her pants during the test. Duncan claims she has no idea how the urine got there or the meth. She's hit with possession charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Maryland, as a judge has determined that the man suspected of killing Baltimore software entrepreneur Pavel LaPere and of committing a rape and arson 2 days prior will be detained without bail until his offenses are tried. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After completing a shorter term for a 2013 rape, Jason Billingsley, who's accused of first-degree murder in LaPere's death, was freed from jail last October because he accrued good behavior points. Police had been actively looking for him since then, as he's also accused of 24 counts of rape in a case in which a man and a woman were chained with duct tape before being set on fire on September 19th. Police believe LaPere was killed on September 22nd, although her body wasn't discovered until after someone reported her on September 25th. According to court records, LaPere, who founded the tech startup EcoMap Technologies from her dorm room at Johns Hopkins University, died from strangulation and blunt force trauma.
There is no evidence, according to detectives, that LaPere knew Billingsley. We're now learning that Biggie Smalls' murder investigation served as the impetus for the initial arrest in the 1996 homicide of Tupac Shakur. The two prominent hip-hop figures shooting murders, Shakur in Las Vegas and Smalls in Los Angeles 6 months later, have always been linked culturally. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis found himself at the center of both investigations. Davis was taken into custody September 29th and charged with murder. According to the prosecution, Davis planned and executed the murder of Asada Shakur. Greg Kading, a now retired Los Angeles police investigator, was tasked with looking into the death of Smalls, whose real name was Christopher Wallace. In 2009, he spoke with Davis about the case as a person of interest. When Wallace was shot, he had just left a party that Davis had also attended at the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. In another case involving alleged offenses 2 months earlier, a man suspected of kidnapping a woman in Seattle, transporting her hundreds of miles away to his home in Oregon and imprisoning her there, is now facing new charges of kidnapping and rape. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to an indictment handed down by a grand jury in Klamath County, Southern Oregon, on or around May 6th, Negasi Zuberi abducted the victim known as Jane Doe with the intention of raping her. In addition, the indictment claims that he threatened to use a stun gun and used a handgun while intentionally injuring the victim. 11 charges, including first-degree rape, sexual assault, and kidnapping, were brought against Zuberi in the indictment submitted to the Klamath County Circuit Court. In connection with the incident that resulted in his arrest back in July, Zuberi already faces charges of interstate kidnapping and conveying a person across state lines with the intent to engage in illegal sexual behavior. Zuberi has entered a not guilty plea to these allegations. The FBI has now stated that after connecting him to serious sexual attacks in other states, they are seeking additional victims.
The federal case is scheduled to go to trial before the end of the year.
Brian Vladek Hassel moves in with his dad in Orlando after his honorable discharge from Marines. While he attends class at University Central Florida, the rest of his family takes a 10-day trip. When they get back, he's gone. The day after the family left, Vladek visited his favorite coffee shop but was kicked out because the customer complained about his pocket knife. Vladek's family worries the incident affected his mental health. As cops investigate, they learn he frequently volunteered with the homeless, lent his credit card to a woman with a violent rap sheet. Orange County sheriffs also recover one of his shoes found in the wooded area near his home. Brian Vladek Hassel, 22, now missing nearly 2 years. If you have info on Brian Vladek Hassel, please call Orange County Sheriffs, 407-836-4357. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.